But before we go into those principles, we just wanted to go back and just quickly discuss what we talked last time about the principles of empathy and negotiations. So these are two interlinked principles, especially in the stage of planning and implementing, starting of a program. So to get our brains rolling again, if everyone can start writing in the chat, words or phrases that come to you related to these principles, and we'll start putting them all together. So anything that comes to mind, please start putting in the chat. And Ajay, if you can help me put these together, I can note them down.
Yes. Let's give everyone 30 seconds to start thinking and putting their ideas. Right, Justin. So we are now starting to get some inputs. Should I start?
Please, go for it. Yeah.
All right. So Ranjana mentions coexistence as one of the things she remembers. Letro says compassion. Sujata makes an important point on active listening. Sandesh says ownership. I added bargaining. Juliet had a point saying understanding different perspectives. Then Sandesh again said consensus. Any more suggestions? Any more thoughts on what? Right, so Amit says, speak less, hear more from all. And he says, focusing on marginal sections within a group or a community. Nilofer added 2 points, mutual respect. And understanding common interest.
Great. Any last you, and then we'll.
Yeah, there are Vidyaman had a few points to add. So he added partnership. Mutual understanding, local participation. Byra has added, so hi Byra, so nice to have you. Byra says being transparent. And Nilofer almost revoices that, she's saying transparency in negotiation.
Great, amazing. Okay, these are, I'm just gonna try to figure out how to log out of them. Okay, sorry, I'm having issues with my screen now. Sorry, I had a little share issue. Now we're back. So thank you, everyone. Those were all really great points. And I think they really highlight the part about consensus and not seeing negotiation as a bargaining, but finding common ground and working together. So I think a lot of the words that you guys mentioned in terms of negotiations were covered, which is great. But I just noted these from our previous conversations, just in case, just to put it together and just highlight a few points. And the importance that we talked about also last time was about how there might be a lot of investment initially before even coming to the negotiation table and making the negotiation. And there might be a lot of investment that needs to be taken in order to understand where people are coming from, whether we agree with it or not, it doesn't matter, but just trying to understand people's point of view. And that relates to the empathy. And it's no idea is a bad idea. So taking time to understand people's different ideas in order to build trust and support initially before the formal negotiation actually takes place. We also talked about the importance of timing of when you actually come forward and do that negotiation, and the issues of expectations, which relates again to transparency, what Bara and Nilufar just mentioned. So these were just a few thoughts. I don't know, specifically related to negotiations, were there any other words or topics that you remember from last week or you can think of that we didn't discuss that is missing and you wanted to mention or anyone wanted to highlight before we move to back to empathy? You can either write it in the chat, or if you have anything to voice, you feel free to use the mic. Ajay, please let me know if there's something in the chat.
Sure, I mean.
And Ajay, I don't know if there's anything you see that's missing that we didn't talk about last week, yeah. That we talked about last week. To mention again?
So there are no more additions in chat at least, Justine, but yeah, I think you've covered much of the the most key points that we had discussed.
Okay. And then related to empathy, much of you have also touched upon some of the main things we discussed last week related to active listening and hearing and listen, taking time to hear, even if we don't always agree, and also understanding the whys. So where are people coming from? And this can be done potentially by spending time and relating to the principle of presence and taking time to understand people's way of life, their culture, you know, their decision-making system, and becoming very familiar with the people's ways of life. And this may help increase our empathy, but empathy might be a lifelong process and we keep improving at it. And I think one word that was highlighted last week was that we need a big heart. Community conservation needs a big heart, and we need to keep expanding our heart to engage with communities. So again, is there any other last thoughts of things that were missing related to empathy that anyone wanted to highlight before we move on?
Justine, if I can just add a couple of points.
Go for it.
I think one very important point which helped me personally was the one that Juliet makes regularly, that it's not about agreeing to what the other person says, but just about trying to understand where they're coming from. I think something that you already pointed out. And I just wanted to sort of take us back to last week where we ended our discussion by talking about camera trapping and some of the challenges, especially ethical ones. That come up when we go and work in our landscapes. So, and Benazir has just typed in something. She says, taking into consideration the backgrounds of people and the situations.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you, Ajay. Okay, so thank you everyone. I think another thing that really links empathy and negotiations is there's no start to these principles. They're continuous, and we're constantly putting them into practice. We're listening, we're learning, and we're anticipating in order to resolve problems. And without them, we actually risk losing touch with the local realities, and perhaps we will miss things that we didn't recognize initially that we could learn from just listening, from being there and building empathy and negotiating in a way where we're building consensus, as everyone just mentioned.